The Kardashians take over the Met Gala, and there's some controversy still over who is the baby daddy of Kylie's baby. Stay tuned. We're talking all that and more on Kardashians Weekly.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly. Of course, we are here to break down all the Kardashian news and gossip for you. As promised, we are back, and we are so ready for this. Guys, I know I say this every week, but there's always so much. I feel like we add more and more news and gossip every single week. Because can we even keep up anymore?
No.
It's never ending.
It's never ending.
Never ending.
Of course, I'm your host, Dakota T. Jones. I'm joined by...
Hi, you guys. So good to be back. My name is Shanti. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina.
Hey, everybody. It's Howard III. Nice to see you.
All right, guys. Let's get into this. Let's dive right on in. We got some amazing looks from all the Kardashians / Jenners at the Met Gala. And I think this is a perfect way to start off tea time.
Yeah.
So first we
Cheers
have
to tea time.
We have Chris. Obviously, the theme this year was Heavenly Bodies. Of course, it's in New York on Monday, the 7th of this month in May. And, you know, I just love this type of a look. I don't know exactly if I like the gold part in the middle at the top there, but what did you guys think of Chris's look?
Go ahead.
Oh. I actually liked it for her. I thought it was a beautiful dress. It's a beautiful gown. I do kind of like the gold. I'm not going to lie. At first, I was kind of iffy about it, but I do like the gold. And I like the feathers. I think it's pretty cute.
I do, too. I like it. It's very priest-like. Mm-hmm. And I think that she looks great. I like it, to be honest.
So you think that this outfit goes with the theme, Heavenly Bodies?
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't. And I feel like it's because when you look at the feathers, it reminds me of a crow. And a lot of times crows are associated with, like, you know, the things that are perched on the evil people's shoulder in movies. You know what you know what I'm talking about? So I feel like this is not like a heavenly thing. It's more of like a
devil.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe the feathers aren't so in tune with the god theme, but everything else I like.
Mm-hmm. It's better than, I think last year she did like an Emperor's New Groove type of a look. Remember her hair was like sticking up?
Oh,
yeah. She was in this red thing. She looked like,
it was a lot. It wasn't a good look.
And yeah. And then the next photo that we have is, of course, Kim and Kylie killing it. Kim was in a gold Versace dress and Kylie in an Alexander Wang with mini sunglasses, which are not pictured here. But she looked incredible. I think Kim definitely got the Heavenly Bodies theme correct. Kylie, not so much. But I did love the sunglasses that she had, which was really nice. But what did you guys think of their looks?
To be honest, Kim was my best dressed of everybody at the Met Gala. I thought that she looked amazing. Her waist is snatched.
Yes.
The gold dress, the color contacts, like the Empress situation.
Crazy.
Just, I love it. She looks amazing. Kylie, on the other hand, didn't really do it for me. I don't know if you guys remember her dress from last year, but it was like pink and shimmery, and she had the short bob, blonde bob, and she was just incredible. And this outfit just kind of fell flat for me. It just wasn't really doing anything for me. I didn't hate it. I thought that Travis Scott looked... that is her baby daddy's name, right?
Yeah.
I thought that they matched, which I liked a lot, but... And those little glasses that she wore, those need to go out of style.
Really?
I'm so over those.
I like the sunglasses. I like the both of their gowns. So I love Kim's gown. I love the silhouette here. The body is snatched. Loving everything from the makeup to the hair to the bottom of the dress. Just gorgeous. Kylie, I don't like, there was a back part where it looked like a cardboard was like straight up.
Really?
On the back of the dress. And I don't know what that was, but that was not cute.
Really?
I wasn't feeling that at all. But I like the front. And overall, you know, I put in the best dress.
Yeah, I think she definitely was. And I don't know why, but for some reason, I did not think her waist was as snatched as it was that night. Something was different. Like, she's always been snatched, Kim.
Oh.
But, like, she was extra skinny waist.
Probably a corset under there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
She's
probably got a corset on, absolutely. But
what does Kylie's outfit have to do with the theme?
Nothing at all. So I think, you know, she's a mother. She's got a lot going on. She's like, you know what? I don't even care what the theme is this year. I'm just going to show up type of a thing. Because she can do that because she's Kylie Jenner.
And then, I just usually love her outfits, though, every time. Right. I love what she wears. So yeah. I was a little bit disappointed.
Wait, I thought last year she wore, like, diamonds. Wasn't it, like
essentially,
was it the year
yeah.
before? It was like a bunch of diamonds. I thought it was, like, silver.
That silver dress?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Was that last year or the year before?
I can't remember.
Pretty sure she wore the pink one last year, but I could be wrong.
Oh, because she had blonde hair that year.
Yeah, and it was, like, hanging and her silhouette, and it was just, like, probably one of my favorite looks on her of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And Donatella was like, you have to go blonde.
Yes.
Okay, now
Versace
I remember.
Versace seems to be the way to go at these events.
Absolutely. Right? the next photo we have, of course, Kendall is looking amazing in the white. I mean, I would say, you know, okay, white, heavenly. Like, she kind of got the theme a little bit more. You know, like, the top of her dress kind of reminds me of a cloud, you know, heavenly. Like, I get it. I get it. Bella, no. I'm not even going to touch that because it's not even Kardashian related. But I really thought Kendall did an amazing job. And I like what she wore. What about you guys?
For me, I liked it. I think she looks amazing as usual. But I thought that she could have done like a gown or a dress. I just didn't like the pantsuit option. It seemed just a little bit on the casual side for this particular event. But she, of course, looked amazing.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I do have to agree with that. I would love to see her maybe even the top and then goes into like a gown type of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the pantsuit, I wasn't really feeling too much. That's more like dinner cash to me. But
dinner cash.
You know, go ahead. All right.
Can you imagine if anyone else... like, wore this, it would not be dinner cash.
Exactly.
Now, there is something I want to point out. I don't know if you guys saw it, but there is a video clip of Kendall posing on the red carpet, and a security guard is backing up into her a little bit. His back is to her, and she went like this and pushed him out of the way.
No.
I can't believe you guys didn't see it.
Oh my God.
It was all over everywhere. Like, people were like, she was just like this and posing, and then she goes,
that's incredible.
And just kept posing, and it was like,
It was a little bit
Kendall bitchy. Yeah, so there was, like, polls online that was, like, was Kendall, like, bitchy or was she just, you know, stopping from the guy from running into her?
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. I can't even with her. She's
Oh, yeah. So maybe we're going to pull it up.
But it was a good video. I feel like she definitely would do that. That just seems like a Kendall thing to do. I
mean, she's a supermodel now. She needs her lighting. She needs her everything, her moment.
I know.
I thought it was funny, though, because someone called it, like, toilet paper chic. And I thought that was really funny. But overall, I loved
And I really love her earrings on it, too. Diamond earrings, gorgeous.
She's also been killing it in Cannes right now. She's there, and her outfits and jewelry is incredible. So
for, like, the film festival?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know if we're going to be able to find it. But speaking of Kendall, while we all are looking for it, Kendall is on the newest cover of Elle magazine.
Ooh.
And she had an in-depth interview, and she talked a lot about her sister Kylie. And she said, it's obviously a bit weird that your little sister is having a baby before you. I didn't expect it to happen like this, but it's beautiful.
I mean, that's true. It's so weird. Like, your younger sibling, you probably feel like, I should have the baby first. I am the oldest by a year-ish, you know? So it's like, what are you doing, Kylie? Yeah. Why are you going out of order like this?
It would be shocking, I feel like. I would just not expect that at all. I'd be like, oh my gosh, like, my little sister? Like, no thanks.
I mean, it was shocking for us, too. Like, when I first heard that she was pregnant, I remember I was in Nashville, and I was like, oh, that's not true. That there's just no way that can happen. And turned out she was, which is crazy.
I wonder if Kendall has a really close relationship with Stormy. Since Kendall and Kylie are so close, it's kind of like, does Kendall watch Stormy sometimes on the weekends?
I don't feel like it because I feel like Kendall and Kylie have kind of grown apart the past few years. They're not... They used to be, besties for the resties, but now it's just like, it seems like they love each other. They talk about each other. They're like, oh, cool, but we're kind of going our separate ways because they were paired together for so long having to do everything together.
Right.
Now it's kind of like, okay, we're kind of going our separate ways, and it seems like Kendall's not usually there because she's traveling, modeling, and everything. So I really don't know if Kendall has even gotten to see the baby, but maybe one or two times.
Oh.
I just don't
That's
see them
as... That's a very big exaggeration. Or, like, assumption.
It's a big assumption. It's a big assumption, but at the same time, I feel like that is probably what's going on.
I think I read in the magazine, in this same article that we're talking about, that she has gotten closer to Kylie because of the pregnancy or oh. the birth, I guess.
Interesting.
You know, they were always really close, and she said that they used to butt heads a lot, but now it kind of has formed more of a bond. Hmm. So,
okay,
I don't know. That's just what I heard.
Maybe so, could be.
And I think we have a picture of her from this from the Elle magazine photo shoot. She looked incredible, you guys.
Oh my
she
gosh.
Was like yes. stunning. I think that she is the prettiest Kardashian.
I think so. Too. Really she gives think? Me life. Yeah. I mean, I love Khloe. You know, you're my number one girl, but Kendall is like really close. To me, like her vibe is just everything for me. Mm. I love it, love it, love it.
I know. All of those looks, it was the collage that we have there. She was just killing it and she just looks incredible. I think my favorite one, even though it's the most simple one, is the top right, the bigger photo. Mm. It just is really just kind of like and a moment that was caught that I just think is very beautiful. And I love the choice of black and white.
Yes. I like bottom left.
Okay. Mm. Bottom left is good.
Kendall just has the most natural beauty to me.
She does.
Yes.
And that is what is so beautiful about her. Yeah, we know she got lip fillers. Don't deny it, Kendall. But I think everything else is pretty natural.
Yeah, everything else. I would say everything else.
I love this blue outfit of her drinking the water. That's like one of my faves.
That's incredible.
I don't know what it is, but just life. Life is given.
Yes.
Well, speaking of life, we have a podcast to talk about. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, we have got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition, is hosted by our own AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. I know that I want it. Any advice that Maria gives to me,
yes.
She is doing it right.
Sure is.
So just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us that sent you there, the Kardashians Weekly team. Conversations with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Yeah,
that is a tongue twister.
It is.
It's not as easy as you think.
You have to say her name like 6-7 times. Like, Maria Menounos, Maria Menounos, Maria Menounos.
No, but it is a great podcast, and Maria's awesome. So
oh, yes.
I always like to hear her advice because she's had a great career and
she has. And she's actually really close with the Kardashians too. She gets to go to all their baby showers and everything, and I'm
it's
so jealous.
So crazy. I'm like, can we like cut down the fourth wall here and somehow get her in? I don't know.
Yes,
exactly.
Right.
Well, speaking of babies, of course, Baby True is still in the news.
Aww.
So, Baby True's baby daddy, Tristan, he gave a rare interview saying that the baby's eyes are actually green at the moment. But when Khloé was asked about it on Twitter, she said that, well, the baby's eyes change almost every day or every other day.
What?
And they will keep changing until she's 6 months. So we'll have to see what will stick.
Like, all babies' eyes change?
Apparently.
Is that a thing?
I guess, because I know with my little cousin, I know when I went to see him, he had, like, gray eyes. And then I saw him again, and then he had blue eyes. So I was like, maybe it's a thing.
Okay, maybe it's, like, it kind of is in one general color vicinity. Like, gray and blue can kind of grow into each other. But, like, maybe, like, a hazel and a brown or something.
Yes.
But, like, I don't think it could be brown one day and then blue another. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I have hazel eyes, so my eyes turn colors. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they're green, sometimes they're brown.
And I think Khloé has hazel eyes. So maybe they'll get her
interesting,
eyes.
Yeah. Hmm. She's so gorgeous, though.
But still with the parents, I don't know if you guys saw recently, but Tristan also admitted that he felt he was relieved and actually happy that the news came out that he was cheating on Khloé.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, because it was kind of a secret he didn't want to put up any longer. He said that he also knew paparazzi was around every corner, but he didn't care at the moment.
Wait, so did he do an interview?
Yeah, he did a recent interview.
With who?
Trash.
Gosh, it was on a podcast. I should have quit.
Is it the one where he's talking about the green eyes?
Yes, all in the same
interview. I gotta watch this.
I thought that he didn't actually say anything about it.
No, he said.
You heard it?
Did you listen?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you heard him say it?
Yes.
Listen, I don't believe it.
That's insane.
He is
trash.
He's relieved, but, you know, I guess what's in the dark always comes to light, so maybe he was just like, forget it.
The thing that bothers me the most is maybe not even that he cheated, it's that he cheated so many times with so many different women.
And so recklessly and openly.
Yeah, so it's not like one mistake. It's like, okay, you had multiple relationships going on. Like, how can you get over that?
No, and exactly. Like the little tape that he made, like, did he really think he was slick and cute whenever he was, like, recording himself doing the dirty? Like, that's gonna come out. I don't know if that was him, though. You really don't think? I really don't. I would not put it past him. He's trash.
Oh, the sex tape thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know for sure that was him.
So many sex tapes.
I literally cannot stand him. But anyway, let's talk about something else that's going on in the news right now. Of course, it's been trending. Everyone's talked about that bodyguard that Kylie had. And I don't know if they're still working together or not, but it's the guy pictured on the very, very right. He is being said to look more like Kylie's baby than Travis. And I kind of see it, to be honest. Don't you guys?
Yes, but like fake news. Slow news day, apparently. Like, I mean, really, yeah, is this exactly what we're talking about?
His name is Tim Chung, and social media has gone crazy with the similarities that are being shown between Stormy and Tim. But sources close to Kylie are, of course, saying that it's false. But wouldn't that be kind of a nice little, like,
Twister?
I know.
I'd love to see that, like, play out on the show.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Like, this is good for the show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Go ahead, Chris. Mm-hmm. Work this.
Messy.
Good storyline.
Well, speaking of Kylie, we have more Kylie and Blac Chyna news. There's always something. So, apparently in the latest from their lawsuit, Blac Chyna is claiming that Kylie's show that aired last August, Life of Kylie, took the airtime spot of Robin Chyna's second season.
Thank goodness.
So that is Blac Chyna's defense in trying to get more money out of Kylie. Mm-hmm. But then Kylie's legal team points out that originally Chyna admitted that there was no contract in place for season two of Robin Chyna. So Life of Kylie couldn't have possibly taken it.
Here's Chyna reaching again.
Uh-huh. I know, it's like,
she is such old news. Like, she is so tired. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, here's the thing, is these legal fees are, they're no joke. They're expensive.
Exactly.
Especially going up against the Kardashians. Like, you have to have a good legal team. And it's just, it's draining. And it's a huge waste of money, to be honest. If you don't think it's a slam dunk. And I wouldn't go against the Kardashians unless
It's like, for sure.
It's like, Chyna, if you should just save your money and you know, get your surgeries like you usually do. Like,
so
Shady Boots.
I hate her. She's a mess.
I heard a little story about Blac Chyna this week. Her appearance fees are dropping significantly. Yes.
We talked about that last week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, but she is like old news. Like, she is literally like dwindling away, and like, she's clawing at whatever she can claw at to like try to become relevant again.
What were the numbers? Like, when her and Rob were doing appearances, it was, did you guys have the numbers last week?
Yeah, it was 30,000.
Like 30, and then now it's dropping down to like 7?
Yes.
Crazy.
Like, that is a huge drop.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Chyna's gonna do what she's gotta do. Unfortunately, she's gonna have to do a few barbecues now. And like,
barbecues?
You know, that's it. Like, family barbecues. Like, nobody's really paying for her appearance. So now she has to do a few more appearances for less the money.
I mean, she's just nobody without Rob, I guess.
It's so funny. Like, you know, it's, I mean, I think it's really bad. She's a really bad person to do anything like this. But, like, okay, if you're trying to get the Kardashian money and you want the child support, like, you know, get with Rob, do your thing, have his baby, and then kind of like move on with your life. But, like, no, she's just still stuck in the whole Kardashian drama and is just trying whatever she can do to still somehow be attached to their name and slander them through the whole process. And it's like, after a while, like, I mean, not even after a while. Like, I would just, from the very get-go, be embarrassed. Like, trash. I know I say that word a lot tonight, but come on. Like,
but also
her and Tristan deserve each other.
Oh, shady. Dakota is not playing tonight.
I'm not.
When you do these legal suings and whatnot, like, you're building a barrier between you and your family.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. Like, this is your daughter's dad's family, and like, why not make peace? Wouldn't you want to be on good terms with them versus bad? Exactly. It's just not a good,
any like right-minded person would do that, right?
Yeah,
but we're
just
not
play
doing
nice
it
for the daughter.
I don't know what's going on with Chyna. She's not even, apparently she's not even letting her mother see Dream either. So
oh yeah,
I don't
Tokyo
know what's
Tony's
going
off on her daughter too.
I mean, Figure it out there, China.
I got sucked into that Instagram hole yesterday. I was like, Tokyo.
I know.
And I was like, I gotta go outside or something. Yeah. It was weird.
Tokyo is a mess, but I honestly love watching her because she's so anti-China right now that I'm just like, oh my gosh, we're getting all the dirt on China. And
so she's saying that, like, China's not letting her see Dream and stuff?
Yeah. Hasn't seen her grandchildren in, like, what, 2 years? 2 years. What she was saying. Which I don't really know if that timeline works out because we saw that she was with them on Robin China, but
don't get a little crazy.
She's
yourself.
Thirsty too. Yeah, she's a little thirsty. Crazy. They're all
crazy.
But one thing that I guess is kind of crazy, but isn't too much crazy. Apparently, Kim got blocked on social media.
Who would do that?
Exactly, and she got blocked by Tristan, of all people.
What?
As we saw on when Kim was on Ellen, she said that the whole situation was effed up. And that she's just not really supporting the whole Khloé and Tristan thing, but she supports Khloé by herself.
Right.
Right.
But when she sat down with, Kelly and Ryan, she said that she's not going to comment on anything else because she got blocked. And
by
Tristan. So we have a little clip here of what she exactly said that we have.
Is there any part of you, and I know you'll be honest with this answer, is there any part of you that roots for Khloé and Tristan?
Yeah, I mean, okay, last time I went on TV and I answered some questions about her, I got blocked on social media, so...
And not from Khloé.
No.
Not from Khloé.
Oh, I was going to say, your sister blocked you on social
media. No. So yeah. I'm going to... Yes, I'm always rooting for her.
Yes.
Always rooting for
love. As your attorney, that's a great answer.
Yes. Perfect answer. I'm always rooting for family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always rooting for families.
Yeah.
So that's the key word. We don't know if she's rooting for Khloé and rooting for a family, but Tristan might not be in there.
Okay, so. Like I'm gonna try to step off the hate train. But going back for a second, right? So okay, like we hurt Tristan's feelings, like he's gotta block Kim because Kim spoke up. Like really? Like of course.
Yeah.
You know, of course.
All she said was that's effed up, which it is.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm hurt feelings. I'm gonna go block her. Okay, well why don't you be a man and stop sleeping around? Like, come on.
Well, when I first heard that they stopped following each other on social media, I just assumed that Kim unfollowed Tristan and therefore he unfollowed her. Like right. That makes perfect sense to me. Mm-hmm. But then watching this, I'm like, what? So Tristan blocked Kim? Like, no. You've been in the wrong. Mm-hmm. You don't get to do that.
Yeah.
Like Unless she unfollows you or something, I still wouldn't unfollow her, but...
Gosh, can you imagine, though, just kind of brush... Like, because if he... It's almost like he thinks, like, okay, well, it happened. It's out there news. Let's just brush it under the rug. No, you got to deal with your consequences. You know, right. You got to deal with it. Like, of course everyone's going to be mad at you. You can't be hurt that people are talking about it. It's like if you didn't care at the time that you were going to be caught by paparazzi running around with different women, then now you're got to, you know, sleep in the bed that you made.
Exactly. And it's just like... Tristan, get it together. Like... This was your whole thing.
Right.
Like, you should just be in the doghouse, doing what you need to do, doing whatever you have to do for the show, and not blocking people.
Right.
Like, Kim's sticking up for her sister.
He's definitely in the bed that he's made, and I'm going to say that bed has a lot of germs in it. but lastly, let's talk about this whole Taylor/Kim feud that's been going on for years and years and years. Or not years and years and years. More like it's what, been like
years.
A one or two. Let's go ahead and pull up that tweet, though, that Kim tweeted so long ago. She said, wait, it's legit National Snake Day? They have holidays for everybody. I mean everything these days. Talking about Taylor, because mm-hmm. she says, of course, after the whole Kanye-Taylor phone conversation that was leaked by Kim, that she said that Taylor was a snake. So, of course, we are all excited, or at least I am, because I'm going to see her on Saturday. Taylor Swift.
Oh,
yes,
gonna go?
I'm going to go. I'm so
she's gonna
excited.
She's going to be at Pasadena? Or
she's going to be at the Rose Bowl, yeah.
Wow. And okay, Taylor.
I'm so jealous.
I'm so obsessed with her. She's just incredible. But, of course, Taylor doesn't let anything get her down. She had this ginormous snake be pushed out on stage, which I think is incredible. I can't even. And before she sang, she said, a couple of years ago, someone called me a snake on social media and it caught on. And then a lot of people called me a lot of names on social media. And I went through some really low times for a while because of it. I went through some times when I didn't know if I was going to get to do this anymore. And I guess the snakes, I wanted to send a message to you guys that if someone uses name calling to bully you on social media, and even if a lot of people jump on board with it, that doesn't have to beat you. It can strengthen you instead.
Really, Taylor?
I love it. Like, you know, okay, look what you
She's
made me
do. She's a little dramatic, though.
She's dramatic, but at the same time, like, ugh, like,
Wait,
iconic.
Did, question, did Kim actually use the word snake to describe Taylor Swift, or
yeah.
did she just call her out and then, like, the fans kind of...
Oh, you're right.
...created it, and then they, like, started bombarding both of their Instagrams with snakes. I don't think Kim ever, like, called her a snake,
I mean,
right?
there she was alluding to it.
Right. But that was after the whole thing had been essentially created.
You might be right, though. You might be right. Because I don't remember her originally saying it, but mm-hmm. once it caught on, she started using it.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Taylor's just so dramatic. I almost didn't know if I was going to be able to sing again. And Taylor, you knew. You're the biggest pop star. Stop it.
Okay, I can see your point a little bit, Howard, even though I'm like...
Stop it.
I get
well,
it.
So whose side are we on with the phone conversation?
See, that's messy that's because when you think about it, Kanye didn't say the B word line to Taylor, right?
What did he say that she was... What did he say he was going to say in his song about her?
I made that girl famous or something. Yeah. And she's like, okay, well, that's funny. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek because everyone knows that I was, you know, famous before then. But, like, if you want to use my name in a song, I appreciate you letting me know kind of a thing. She was trying to be nice about it.
Oh, so mm-hmm. he read the line besides the B word.
The B word.
I know, but
B-word.
He said yeah. everything else.
I don't know about everything else, but, like, she did warn him, though, that, like, whenever he said, like, I think me and Taylor might still have sex, she said, I kind of warn you about that part. It's a little bit, like, mm-hmm. I don't remember the word, but, like...
Vulgar.
Vulgar type of thing. But she appreciated that he came to her about the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And once the B word part came out, she was just furious because she's like, okay, like, I was trying to be nice to you and here you're coming to, you know, like, attack me.
Exactly.
But then Taylor made her little Grammy speech and pretended like she didn't, you know, she was talking to the media
yeah.
like she didn't know that Kanye was going to make a song about her. So that was wrong on her part because she should have said, well, she should have been more upfront about
mm-hmm.
it. So it's kind of like a two-sided thing.
Especially
I don't know.
With a Kardashian knowing that everything's being taped. Like, there's a camera
yeah.
around. Kim had the recording. She was
yeah.
like, oh, this is how you're going to do my husband? Bloop, tweet.
Yeah.
And there it was.
I mean,
so.
The fact that they had that recording is...
They don't play.
Crazy.
It's crazy. So I guess in that, I think Taylor kind of realized that she kind of messed up by not saying anything.
Yeah.
But of course, you know,
well,
I don't know.
Because she didn't know that she was being recorded.
Right.
So she could have denied it and, like, didn't think that the recording was going to come back to haunt her,
mm-hmm.
which it did.
So mm-hmm. crazy. It's insane. I don't know. But, guys,
it,
we had... That was a lot. We talked about a lot
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
So, twins. But, yeah, thanks for compiling all this together, Howard. I loved the things that were chosen.
Awesome gossip.
No problem. I mean, you know, it's a team effort.
It's a team
effort. Our little Instagram group is... lit.
I know, yes, absolutely. But before we go, Howard had this great idea to vote who had the best dress at the Met Gala. So let's take into consideration who followed the theme. And then, you know what? I think we're all going to maybe have like the first place in our minds. Then we'll do a second place, okay?
Okay.
So let's do
second place first.
Yes,
okay.
Let's build the anticipation. So for second place best dress for the Met Gala, who... should you choose? 3, 2, 1.
Kylie?
Howard, why?
You know,
the boring black dress with the thing that you didn't like?
I didn't like the back, but I still think it was a good dress overall.
Interesting.
Didn't like the back, but I liked the sunglasses. Very young chic.
Okay.
Yeah, Kendall, a little bit underdressed for the event, in my opinion, but looking gorgeous as usual.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And of course... Everyone get ready for the first place.
Who could it be? Kris Jenner.
3, 2, 1. Hey!
Everybody chose
that
Kim.
That is so fun.
I gotta say, this is my best... I think this is the best look that she's had ever that I've seen. I was all for it.
Kim was killing it.
Everything was on point.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
She even did like a little video where she was like moving. So she said, see, no lines. Like saying that she didn't like edit her waist in.
Oh, okay, Kim.
Yeah, she wouldn't have been able to edit it, like,
exactly.
on the red carpet.
Right.
She just looks great in general.
She looked wonderful.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, guys, of course we're going to be back next week, because let's be honest, is there not going to be more news to talk about? Well, we will keep up with you in the meantime. Where can everyone find you on social media?
Thank you so much for watching, you guys. You can find me on Instagram at @Shanti_Christina or tweet me at @ShantiChristina.
Thanks for watching and listening, guys. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook @Howard III, and of course my website, howardthethird.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. We are so excited that you guys joined us. Make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. Comment down below, subscribe, like. If you're listening on iTunes, make sure to give us a 5-star rating. We appreciate you guys, and we will keep up with you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The views expressed herein are those of the host
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.